Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Schools are back in session. Law enforcement begins to deal with issues of truancy. Over 1,700 referrals were handed over to the Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Department last year. It's a problem both courts and law enforcement are highlighting as the school year is underway. The two entities have created a joint initiative in addressing truancy. Joining me in studio is 4th District Court Judge Sharon Marchman and Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Office Sergeant Earl Henry. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Judge Marchman, tell us about what sparked this effort in dealing with truancy.
Well, we've been dealing with this issue for probably about 6 or 7 years, and we've come together, the court, the Sheriff's Department, the District Attorney's Office, and the Ouachita Parish School Board to work collaboratively to address the problem. The reason it's a problem from the justice standpoint is because of prison overcrowding.
How consuming is the process of working these cases?
Well, for the whole court system, it's very consuming because the common thread amongst prisoners in the state of Louisiana is that they were truant from school. So what our focus is to try to address it early on in the process and try to make the corrections that need to be made early on to ensure that the child graduates from high school.
You see the issue just as much a responsibility of the parent as the student. Why so?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I think more so because parents are responsible for their children until they turn the age of 18. So they have a responsibility and, in some cases, a liability for what their children do.
Sergeant Henry, is there a common situation these students skip school?
No, there's no common. We've run into a wide variety of reasons that they don't attend school. Drug use is a big reason. It's hard to actually get that out of the children. But we normally, once we get into the court system, we can locate that and we can address that problem. You have some kids that just don't want to go to school and some parents that don't want to make them go to school.
We mentioned over 1,700 referrals. Is there a peak time for when you get these referrals, or how does that play out across the year?
Normally the peak time, our first peak time during the school year is going to be around the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Second peak time is around spring area, especially when you get into the testing time. A lot of schools need their kids there, and the kids are starting to, you know, either they're scared of the test and don't want to go or just decide they don't want to go.
How old are most of the students that you see skipping school? When does this really start?
The skipping part, we normally start in junior high. We've had a few elementary age that just don't want to go to school and don't like it. They're not comfortable at school. High school is a big problem with skipping. But we deal with them from the ages of 7 to 18, unless they're enrolled prior to their 7th birthday, and then we deal with them from then.
Is there generally some interaction with the parents that are able to first initiate, and then I guess it gets handed on to the court system?
Yes, that's correct. School refers to us when a child's received 5 unexcused absences. At that point, the truancy deputies contact the parent. We advise them of the law. We advise them of why we're contacting them. And we do everything we can to get the child back in school and back on the right track and resolve the problem prior to going to any court system.
Judge Marchman, when we take a look at some of the penalties, it's pretty serious.
Well, it is. And obviously, we can do something with the children. And as a judge, I can put a child who is truant on probation. I can ultimately remove them from their parents' custody and send them away to a group home somewhere to live until their 18th birthday. Now, as far as the parents are concerned, for each count of truancy, and the law defines truancy as 5 unexcused absences, you can get an unexcused absence from tardies accumulating or being checked out early or skipping school. But the DA's office can charge a parent with 1 count of truancy for every 5 unexcused absences. So the penalty for that, if they're tried and convicted of that offense, is 30 days in jail plus a $250 fine. The judge could also suspend the jail time and put them on probation for up to 24 months. Then you'd be paying a monthly probation fee. You would have to report monthly to the probation officer, submit to a urine drug screen, and other types of conditions of probation. Now remember, that's only for 5 unexcused absences. If your child has 20 unexcused absences, the DA can charge a parent with 4 counts of truancy. So again, you're subject to having that jail time run consecutively. You could spend up to 4 months in jail.
And for the student, I guess there's the possibility, as you say, being removed from the home or other oversight, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. You know, if they're put on probation, then same thing. They have a curfew they have to follow. They have to report to their probation officer. There's supervision fees associated with that. I can require that they do community service. And the bottom line is, I'm going to require that they go to school. So, you know, from our perspective, it's the consequences are so great, and it's really hard to understand sometimes why you just don't go to school, because right. That's all we really want from parents and students. We want them to be in school because we want to increase the likelihood that they will stay out of jail. And we can do that with each educational level that they achieve. You reduce that risk.
And I think that's one of the things that you talk about in your message, is that this really pays off down the road to get these kids back into school.
It does. I mean, obviously education is important for a child's future, but it has a great impact on our community. Prison overcrowding is one thing. Healthcare costs go up for dropouts. We lose tax income. We lose workforce productivity. So it has a lot of ramifications for the community as a whole.
And of course, there are services that the court system can advise them of as well.
Yes, the district attorney's office has a FINS department that stands for Families in Need of Services. And any parent who has a problem with their child, whether it be truancy or ungovernability, can seek help through the FINS department.
Judge Sharon Marchman is a 4th District Court judge. Sergeant Earl Henry covers the truancy program with the Wichita Parish Sheriff's Office. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.